our saints that we have on our calendar are Eastern saints. Not all. There's some famous Roman saints, but many saints are from the East. And here's one of them. He was from Armenia, as I said. And it's unusual about him. You've heard of a person called St. Gregory Thaumaturgos, St. Gregory the Wonder Worker. He's on our calendar. Right? He's from the West. This is one of the Eastern Thaumaturgoi. He was a wonder worker without compare in his time. Miracles were just all over the place, if I could say that, with him, St. Blaise. And he was, because of that, extraordinarily popular. He was a bishop, and he met much of his time in a cave. He was discovered there and during one of these times when a Roman governor, let us say, or a procurator was of the disposition to put into effect the decisions of the emperor. So it wasn't completely continual all the time. And so St. Blaise was arrested. And as you know, he went through many tortures and finally beheaded. But there are two miracles of great fame, if you like, that are the impetus, the catalyst for this blessing. One was the story of a mother who had a son. You may have heard this story, I'm sure, who had a son who was choking to death on a fishbone. And in her panic, knowing that St. Blaise was such a powerful miracle worker, and in fact so powerful that he had power over the animals, and this is hard to believe, but even animals who were wounded used to go to him. That's what is said of him. That's how famous he was and how powerful. Even the animals seemed to know something special about this man. Anyhow, she brought her son to him, and with his blessing, he delivered this boy from near death. And that's the first miracle. The second has to do with, was while he was on his way to Sebaste in Armenia, where he was eventually put to death, a woman came to him, another woman, see, and this was a poor old woman, and she was the victim of the theft of her pig by a wolf. And with this calamity for her, she would be brought to great poverty because it was a source of income for her. And so she comes to the saint and says, help me because of my pig who was lost. And so the saint, because of his compassion on the poor especially, see, you know what he did? He ordered the wolf to come to him. And the wolf came and dropped the pig at his feet. And so her security was restored. While he was in prison, and prison in those days was not like the prisons of our time. When you were put in prison and they said you were chained, it meant literally loaded in chains. In other words, the chains were so heavy that you could barely move at all. And light was at a premium. It was extremely dark, if not pitch black, virtually pitch black. And so this lady, who remembered the kindness of this bishop, you see, brought to him clandestinely two candles. Candles that were meant to give him light in the darkness of his cave as he awaited his death. And in memory of that, and because of his power over the sick, and in that matter, over anybody who was misfortune, not only was the feast made, but the blessing of throats with the candles that gave him light. So those two miracles comprise the blessing today. I won't go into any more of the story about St. Blaise, but he's, as I told you, most popular. In fact, there is almost no country on the planet that doesn't have churches and honor and feasts in honor of St. Blaise. It's really amazing. He reminds me something of St. Nicholas, another Eastern bishop who was brought to Bari, That's another story. And he is also an Eastern saint, but extraordinarily popular all over the world. St. Blaise is like that, but even earlier. He's an early martyr. That's the story. Now what about the blessing? First of all, you should know this, and I don't know if we've ever told you this, but there are two kinds of blessings in the church. Two kinds. One is called invocative, the other is called constitutive. Constitutive blessings are those that render the recipient in another state, in another condition. Like, for example, the blessing of the altar linens. They are rendered sacred because of the blessing that is imposed upon them, for example. The blessing that are called the consecration of virgins constitutes the recipient as put in another state. Tonsure is a form of a blessing that puts you in the member of the clergy. And then there are what they call invocative blessings. These are blessings that are imposed that is meant to, as the word implies, invoke. Call down upon this person, the recipient, some special divine protection of some sort. Whether it be protection against, well, temptations, protection against evils of, let's say, physical evils like storms and things of this nature, or protection against sickness. Sometimes invocative blessings are put on, for example, medicines. When we bless food, for example, the food is not rendered sacred, but it is, in a way, put in the realms of the divine protection so that it prevents any harmful influence on the food that can cause, for example, sickness or even demonic possession. And that can happen. Eating the wrong kind of food, especially if it's been cursed, can lead to obsession and possession of the devil. This blessing, the blessing of, in honor of St. Blaise, is an invocative blessing. That means that when it is imposed, the recipient receives the special protection of St. Blaise, you see, upon him and whatever maladies that he may be suffering. The blessing, which I don't have literally in my hand right now, goes like this. Through the intercession of St. Blaise, Bishop and Martyr, may the Lord protect you from all maladies of the throat, guttere malis, see, and quolibet alio malo, and any other sickness, any other evil, whatever's bothering you, of a physical nature, do you see? And it is with the blessing that the priest poses upon with the cross, and the candles are placed near you, sometimes over your head, most of the times around your throat, in the form of a cross. Why? Because, you see, the blessing comes ultimately, the divine power comes exactly that, from divine source, through the intercessory prayer of this bishop and martyr, St. Blaise. So it's through Christ's redemptive act on the cross that the benefits, the power of the crucifixion or the redemption is filtered, as it were, through St. Blaise to you. That's how any saint performs any miracle. No saint has the power to heal the sick of himself, but rather he is a channel, an instrument. We call him, therefore, a secondary instrumental cause of whatever we receive by way of a protection, a benefit, a blessing of some of any kind, you see? It's all from God, all from Christ. How does it work? It works this way, and this again is not a theological tract on this, it's just in terms of pure information. Because it is a sacramental of sorts, it has power of itself and power based upon your dispositions. So if you receive the blessing, and by the way, you don't have to be in the state of grace to receive it. It's much more helpful and more efficacious, but you don't have to be. The prayer of your soul that comes from whatever grace impels you or compels you to do is sufficient. If you receive the blessing with the right dispositions, what is that? Faith. got to believe. What? In the divine identity of Christ, of our Lord and Savior, the power of the redemption, you see. If you believe in the truths of the faith, particularly in our Lord's identity, as I said. Faith also in not only his divine power, but of his divine will to help you. Whatever your problems, you have to believe in that. Sometimes people, and I've known people, religious in particular, who thank our Lord ahead of time before they receive the gift. That's how confident they are that the Lord will help them. That's a great act, isn't it? Of faith in not only our Lord's, see, power, but in his will to assist you in whatever way he can that will help you toward your salvation. See, that's the key. So you have to have faith. Faith is indispensable. So our Lord says in the gospel, doesn't he? Whatever you ask, ask our Lord, believing, and you shall receive. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find, as the words say, huh? If you ask believing, whatever you ask for will be granted in the most efficacious way. So that's your disposition. Also hope, confidence, desire for divine assistance and hope for it. Belief in it. Reliance upon it. It's one thing to believe it. It's something else again to rely upon it. Many people don't rely upon God's help, do they? So God doesn't help them. So well, you're on your own. You have to rely on God. Confidence, trust in him. And even if you're in the state of sin and you don't have charity, which implies alienation from God, you can desire it. And the desire is sufficient. Then there's another thing that the blessing depends upon, that it be done correctly. That's up to the priest, isn't it? Sometimes priests are careless in the way they bless the religious articles. I knew one priest, for example, when he was asked to make holy water, you know what he did? He took the sign of the cross and then there's holy water. That's not holy water. His sloth, his laziness, deprived the people of the benefits of holy water. It's, by the way, a job, a lengthy blessing, and it's supposed to be made on a certain day of the week and so on and so forth, to make holy water. There's the salt and the water and the ritual and all that, see? So it must be done correctly. It must be performed according to the ritual of the church. If it is not, so says the ritual, it's not blessed. We bless candles in honor of St. Blaise. There's a form of that, and you'll hear it now in a few minutes, for the blessing of candles in honor of St. Blaise. Then it must be done correctly. It must be imposed upon you correctly. And also, did you know this? That the efficacy of the blessing depends upon the holiness of the priest as well. So it's much, much better to be blessed by a holy priest than one who isn't holy. It's much better to be blessed by St. John Vianney than to be blessed by any of us, for example, because of his union with our Lord and Savior in his life. That's why the priest has the obligation, doesn't he? To strive with all his might after holiness, union with our divine Savior, which is, by the way, a demand, a command of his ordination, to be holy. He's supposed to be an alter Christus, another Christ. And then it also depends upon the divine disposition, upon the intercession of the saint in your particular case. And keep this in mind. Whatever your need, whether it be a throat ailment or any health problem, the saint is with you. And even if he does not grant what you want, you can be sure that you will receive aid in the way you need it the most. Of this there is no doubt, because of the efficacy of this blessing. So those are some of the qualities of the saint, of his story, and of the blessing and what it means. All throughout the centuries, people have clamored for the blessing of Saint Blaise. And this, I mean many centuries. And you are in that tradition. And it is not unknown that the blessing can give sometimes immediate relief and sometimes a complete cure when this blessing is imparted. And so now, we're going to bless the candles in honor of Saint Blaise and then impose them upon you with our personal prayer that whoever your need of any kind, particularly ailments regarding your health, with our prayer that Saint Blaise will assist you and give you all the help you need, if not to cure you, to bear it well, meritoriously. And in that, give you relief. I mean relief. That's so important, so efficacious, that did you know that when the martyrs, for example, were enduring their torments, did you know that many times, because of their prayer, they felt no pain? That's true. No pain whatsoever. St. Alphonsus gives testimony to that and says as well that when any of these people, these holy people, were suffering and they stopped praying, some of them apostatized and the torments came back. That explains why it is that so many of these martyrs, while they were enduring the most gruesome tortures, were able to speak to them and convince them, argue with them, preach to them. That astounded their torturers because of the divine assistance that was with them. You remember that, will you? And we will pray for you as well, that this blessing will be efficacious in the best way possible for you.